What's up, everyone? We're back with our Slab Stock Sundays episode here tonight. We got PWCC weekly auction number 116 rolling here. Back for another episode. Julian's back for another episode. And we're ready for another great night of Who Be Buying presented by Slab Stocks Julian here. So I hope that everyone's having a good Sunday. The women's final was today. South Carolina beat Iowa for Dawn Staley's third title, and they went undefeated this season, something that they almost did last year before losing to Iowa in the Final Four. What's up, Real Music? How are we doing? Good to see you back. Hope everyone's prepared for another fun episode. And Julian, how are we feeling today?
Feeling good. Feeling good. Man United's been kind of rocky. Not great in that aspect in terms of sports, but yeah, I'm feeling good. School's coming to close here soon, so I'm completely zoned out, which is great. But yeah,
life is professor, good. Professor, you didn't hear that, professor.
Yeah, no, the professor doesn't watch Slab Stock Sundays. I hope not.
He's so funny.
Speaking of the final, I did have a question. Do you know what, like, why was it played at like 2 o'clock? That's my question.
A lot of people are asking that. It's a Sunday. I mean, I don't think it's out of the norm to have like games go on Sundays midday. I don't know.
I guess. I feel like so many more people would have watched it. Maybe like I got the notification. I didn't know it was at 2. So I got the notification like midday, and I'm like, I'm kind of busy. So like, I'm going to try and watch some of it, but
it's kind of busy. Dude's got a busy life.
Not doing schoolwork, as I just said.
No, like I get what you're saying. I think I had another friend ask me that too. I don't know. I mean, I guess that we have two stark differences. You have the women that play at 2 PM Central on a Sunday, and even the men that are playing tomorrow night at 8:20 on a Monday. Now the men are playing in Phoenix. So East Coast people, sorry, you're going to probably stay up until midnight if you want to know who wins that game. But it's like, I don't know. I don't think that Sunday night is really a whole normal time for like primetime basketball. Honestly, like the NBA plays their primetime games between noon to two on Sundays also. So like, I don't know, and I get what you're saying, but at the same time, like, I actually think that might've been better for viewership than tomorrow night, considering how late it's starting. I actually can't believe that. So we got a good episode on the way tonight. I would be chirping Julian about Manchester United right now, but how in the world could I do that when we register like 10 shots against Sheffield, which everyone in the league has, I think, registered over 10 shots against Sheffield in a single game this year other than us, and we blew another lead. I'm pretty sure now, Andrew, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's been like 7 of our last 8 goals have led to the other team like eventually tying us. And the only goal that didn't was like the one where we beat you guys in the last second, which, you know.
Where everyone's pointing at the corner and nobody steps.
Yeah. So like I haven't seen one goal other than that go in that didn't lead to someone tying us in the last like month, which is just so much pain. Like I already know that we're not going to win the game.
Motto, Aaron, have you embraced my motto?
That's one scenario in life where I have, because ever since we lost to Liverpool in the League Cup, we haven't lost a game. We haven't lost a game, which is so long, but we're not winning these stupid games against Burnley and Sheffield. Like, are you kidding me? Yeah. And it's because we get the leads and then blow them, man. The Benny Shile stinks. All right, moving on. We got a fun auction tonight. Tons of really nice items. Ending Mookie Betts is on fire. He's the leader in so many different stat categories in baseball right now. There's a really nice black atomic refractor number off 10 BGS 9.5. If anyone has anything selling in tonight's auction, please drop us a comment. We'll try to throw a little highlight out there for you. If you have anything that you're buying tonight, please drop us a comment and let us know after you win it, hopefully. And we're gonna look at the auction tonight, talk about the different cards, give our takes on which card we'd rather have. We're pretty much going to look at a bunch of different cards ranging between about $1,500 or maybe, $1,500 or so down to probably around $500. And Julian and I are going to give our picks in a given pool. We're going to go via twos on this auction, not threes. And we're both going to have to pick which card we'd rather buy for the money. Now, we're not going to do the thing where, like, because I pick one, you can't have one. I want to see how many cards we actually like disagree on just by sheer picking one or the other. So I'm going to keep a counter here on my computer. How many times we disagree? I want to see how much we fight. I'm just kidding.
Get the hands up.
UFC 300 coming up this weekend.
Yeah, they won. And there's the redemption, or not the redemption, the buybacks.
Yeah, yeah, the buyback. Whoever wins UFC 300 main event, the buyback for the base and non-numbered and numbered cards. It's either Alex Pereira or Jamal Hill, or a no contest and no decision winner, or no contest and I guess there is no buyback. I don't know. Real Music says, "Yo, fellas, my uncle is here from New Zealand. He asked if it's Ruby cards." I just laughed, but I said I'll ask if it's Real Music. I'm gonna need a little clarification here. I almost think you're saying if there's rugby cards. I've never seen a rugby card in my life. Topps made a cricket set recently, Julian. I don't know if you saw that.
I did, yeah.
So Topps,
they should make a rugby set though. That's kind of funny.
I've never seen a rugby set. That's what I thought you meant. Real Music. Jim Baker, dude. We're not talking about the Bucks tonight either. So
you guys lose to the Knicks or something?
Julian, we were up 11.5, and by the end of the third quarter, we were down 4. And then we lost by like 15. Like we blew a 25-point swing, basically.
That's not great.
No, it's not. It's not. Julian, Chelsea and the Bucks have now adopted your motto. So I'm ready. I'm ready for all the disappointment.
Very applicable.
I'm ready for all the disappointment from those two teams to end this season. Brewers, on the other hand, are freaking cooking. Two losses. I think we're 7-2 right now and just put up 10 runs today.
You want to know something outrageous, though? What? I mean, the Brewers have been getting some more like media coverage, which is nice, but like
so much media coverage.
The analyst, like I read an ESPN article after, like, I don't know what I think our record, we only had the two losses and they put us 11th in the MLB. Like,
bro,
the 3-4, like, Mariners ahead of us or something.
We just whooped up on them this past three games. Now we started the season like 21 or something in most power rankings, which was atrocious. That was the dumbest ranking ever. These people were just hating because Corbin Burns got traded. But you're right. The social media, I think we're like number 3 right now in like posts by the official MLB account. I saw a funny metric. Jackson Chourio, we can thank for that. A lot of the reason, you know, fresh debut, 20 years old, and Rhys Hoskins is memes as well in New York. That definitely boosted up our social coverage. But no, great season so far. I went to opening day here in Milwaukee on Tuesday. It was absolutely like just downpour pain. Julian knew that too. God. You were walking to class that same day. I was walking in the stadium. It's getting pelted in the face of rain. It was like 35 degrees, terrible.
Yeah, this week in general, the weather's been so bad. I mean, I think so. We had rain, snow. I got hailed on one of the days. Like, it's been everything, dude. I'm ready for some sunshine and warm weather. So ready.
I am as well. I was just going to look at the weather. I think it's supposed to be like 70, like 67. We're supposed to get a lot of like 60s to 70s this week. Please,
thank you. Oh my gosh. I can't handle. There's nothing worse than walking to class and being absolutely drenched and having to sit there for the entire like 90 minutes.
Yeah. I used to hate it when I was like really cold out and I like bundle up a ton and then walk really fast to class, but I like overheat internally. So I'd be sweating in the building when I get in there because they're pumping the heat in. That was not fun.
One or the other.
Yeah, it looks like it's supposed to be 60 to 70 like this entire week. This is great. I love it now. Finally. All right. Well, let's start here. With our one or the other pick'em game. And Julian, cover the Japan Grand Prix for us because I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched the first crash and that was it. What happened last night? Was it a good race? Bad race?
I'll say it was a good race if you're not like super like I've accepted that Max is gonna win. So like obviously the camera's not on Max the entire time because he's so far ahead. But the rest of the grid, it was actually quite entertaining. A lot of overtakes. The strategy were pretty interesting. And I mean, the beginning was there's a crash, but I'd say for most of it, there aren't many Grand Prix the past year or so where like, I mean, I've watched the entire thing, but it's more so like I'll get up and do something and come back and keep watching to see if anything's changed. But like I was sitting and watching the entire thing because it was interesting enough where I was engaged.
Yeah.
But yeah, Max won by, I want to say like 15 seconds, and then Checo finished second and Sainz put up another great performance third. He's podiumed on every
he's best driver of the year outside of the Red Bull so far.
Yeah. So great performance from them. Super close after that. I think it was, so Leclerc finished fourth, Norris fifth. I know Mercedes was, it was like, there was a huge group of guys after the Ferraris and Red Bulls, which was, it was a lot of fun to watch. And Suzuka's a nice track where And there's places where you can overtake, but it's also like not super easy. So like there were some pretty daring overtakes, which was pretty interesting. So yeah, I'd say it was a pretty good race.
Nice, nice, nice. We're 2 minutes away from extended bidding starting. So make sure everyone lock in on your items you want and watch them closely, because once we get into extended bidding, it's only 30 minutes until the first window closes and 5 minutes after that. I don't think I saw any big time Christian Yelich's tonight. I normally try to lock in on all the Christian Yelich's ending, but I should just type it in quick. Let's see. There's a couple of rookies ending. I'll give a little watch. But yeah, so we got this Max Verstappen Puma logo from the glove, I take it. Auto numbered out of 10. And then we got the Luka Doncic Prism Silver Auto PSA 9. Both around the same price, or not around that $2,000 pre-buyer's premium. Julian, which one are you taking? This can be for your collection. This can be to flip. This can be to hold long-term and sell. Whatever it is, which one and why?
You started off tough here. I don't know how tough a decision is for you, but this is kind of tough for me. I mean, I'm not a huge Max Verstappen fan, but I know his stuff sells well. That glove patch is kind of nasty. So I think I'll go with the Max. I'm in the F1 mood. Great race. I think I'd go with the Max, and his stuff sells super well, and I think he could do well. I think he's going to win the championship again, so his card market isn't going to go any like dip at any point, I don't think, considering how good his car is. Yeah, I'll go with the controversial take on the Max because, yeah, go F1.
Yeah, you're talking the third release of Dynasty here, probably the third best release of Dynasty out of four, so it's not in the top half. I'd say this year's was the second best. I think you'd agree there. The Luka Prism Silver Auto is pretty nice because it's not the base auto. The silvers are pretty tough to get there. They're not numbered, but that is pulled out of the hobby set. It's tough. I mean,
Start out good. This is probably the toughest one I've had to make in a while.
I would say if the Max didn't have like that Puma logo right in the middle there, if it was just kind of like even a zipper, I'd probably pass on, or like a white and black patch, I'd probably go Luka. But it's really hard to turn down a patch that cool. Looks like they took a Manchester City like kit and stuck it in there too. But I'll take the Max on card logo patch auto. Is really hard to ignore, even though Luka is destined at some point here to get his first MVP. I don't know if it's going to be this year because all the Jokic hype again or the Shea hype that's coming, but he's destined to get an MVP at some point. And you can't really go wrong with a rare Luka rookie auto. Obviously, people still respect 2018 Prism, even when they're not making Prism anymore. Years after this started to get a little shoddy, but 2018 Prism was probably the last like really good release, I'd say, for Prism.
Yeah. Did you see all Dante Exum hit that game or game tire?
Yeah, I did.
That's crazy. Respect to Luka for giving that up, though. He was wide open. It was funny because Dylan Brooks kind of he went away from Exum to try and guard Doncic, and then they gave it up. So that was funny.
That was funny. All right, let's see here. I'm gonna go with this one next. This is so weird. We have a LeBron James USA gold medal PSA 10, flawless 2015 USA basketball. I do really enjoy USA basketball cards, but like, this is the ruby, diamond, sapphire, and 14K gold pieces are guaranteed by Panini America. So I guess you have a little sliver of a 14K gold chunk in there, and it's a PSA 10. And then the other side of this, we had something out of bid and reshuffle or order. I kind of forgot about this.
It was the Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, it was the Freddie Freeman, which has got a pretty bad auto. Faded. Really, really rare card. Hard to find the Freddie Freeman color autos. Not great, great at 8.5 and a bad auto. Julian, what are you taking here?
I think I'd probably go with the Freddie Freeman. The LeBron card just doesn't really do it for me.
Yeah.
Now you showed like the both sides have like downsides, but I don't know. If we just look at appearance itself, I'd go with the Freddie Freeman on that alone. But
yeah,
I think he's also a dog. So
yeah, no, he's great.
I know you love LeBron. We were talking about today.
Yeah. Right. I do really like USA basketball. It's not like Brady where like I went like buy or have a LeBron card. I've had plenty of LeBron cards in the past.
I also find it. Sorry, I'm gonna cut in real quick. I find it kind of weird how his like part of his leg's missing. I think that's part of it. It's from like the graphic design.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
It is. Yes, sometimes cards that they're like missing limbs randomly out, you know, covered up or whatever it is. But I don't know, man. I'm not a huge fan of faded autos. You never know how long until the auto's even more faded too. Like once it gets going, it's hard to stop it. What's up, Asian Punk? And sorry, Real Music, we lost your uncle. Not enough rugby talk. I don't know anything about rugby, unfortunately. If you made me take one card, I think I'm going to go with probably – I might just go with the Freeman just because it's that is his key first Bowman card. And, like, to get really high or low – like, high value, low number of color odds of Freeman is super difficult. You can find plenty of nice LeBron mid-2000 to 2010s flawless cards and random stuff like that. So I'll agree with you here and go with Freddie Freeman. Unfortunately, we're at two agrees and no disagrees right now. So we got to get some.
How much?
Here we go. We got one now. I know we're going to. All right. Go ahead. What do you got here? Joe Montana, gold bar.
Give me Joe Montana any day, baby. Niners card. Oh, I mean, I love the way the card looks. One of the GOATs. That like the gold bar, what does that say on it? One of the Super Bowls? That's
sick. Yeah, it's got the Super Bowl on there. It's so got 20 sick. Super Bowl 24 on there.
And, there's only one right answer here.
I know you love your gold, so you're gonna have to take that gold bar and that I Joe Montana that auto. But no, there is only one right answer, but you're wrong. No. It's the Ronald Acuna Sapphire rookie BGS 9.5. And this is not even close. Okay, these Sapphire rookies in 2018, super, super, super rare. You can go find all the different Joe Montana autos you want. This is kind of the Sapphire release that put Sapphire on the map. 2018 Topps Chrome Sapphire. It had on-card rookie autos. It had rare cards in there. It wasn't an overproduced set. And it had, for Ronald Acuna specifically, his bat down image. The only chrome card that features Acuna with the bat down is the Sapphire short print rookie. These BGS 9.5s are rare. So are the PSA 10s. So are any of them, because there's only like 300 total cards graded out of any given company. And if Isaac says is right, there's only 250, you know, print run. Obviously, people have been cross grading back and forth between different companies at that point. So they are even more rare than what the Pop Report shows. Super, super rare card. Honestly, this, when I sent out the email yesterday, and this card probably was the most undervalued card in the auction based on the current bid is at like $400. Now it's at nearly 2,000 post buyer's premium. The last sale was over $3,000 though. Acuna won MVP last year. In my opinion, this is Acuna's single best rookie card. If you're not counting, like, you know, his first Bowman Chrome, which isn't a rookie, but his first Bowman Chrome gold or orange auto, whatever you want to say. Like, this is probably, in my opinion, his single best rookie card. Some people argue the SSP of Series 2, or sorry, I have Topps update with the white jersey. But, nah, this card is absolutely goated for baseball fans out there. So I'm going to go with the Acuna.
Mid.
No, not mid. Not mid. That man, Williams, that Montana.
You know, Aaron's 2-1.
That Montana's mid. You got 2021 Evans.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely mid. I mean, we're talking like a $30,000 box there, and you got $1,650 Montana.
Okay,
mid.
We're not factoring that in.
The Sapphire release was like $200 at the time, probably. Isaac, Andrew. Isaac, whatever you're comfortable with is where you should go, I guess. I am going to look up that Albert Pujols, though, because normally we don't give too much time to non-licensed baseball, meaning Panini baseball.
Oh, I did see this one.
But my goodness, yeah, I got to share this card. Now, I would love to see what an actual Cardinals jersey looks like and the Cardinal itself and, like, the stitching on it. And, you know, I don't, what does it say? Does it say game used on the back? It's from 2015, so it very well could. 2016. So it does say game worn. It does say game worn in the back. But this is an Albert Pujols one-of-one patch logo. Like the Cardinal, all up in there, pretty sick. Yeah, but Andrew, I mean, they can put
Andrew.
They can,
Andrew always is right.
No, so like, no, they can put serial number stamps on any cards and call them out too, and then make all the different auto variations for all the different sets. That Sapphire rookie of Acuna, true rarity. There's no parallels of that card too. I'm 99% sure there's no parallels of that card. This is it, man. This is it. But yeah, that Albert Pujols is super cool. All right, we keep scrolling down. We're going to skip that one. Kind of boring. We're going to skip that one. I don't like Jason Tatum, and that's two Boston teams. Can't do that. All right. How about Fernando Tatis Jr. Gold Wave Auto PSA 10 at $1,375 or Aaron Rodgers Gold Rookie Autograph PSA 10 number out of 25? It's actually shocking that a gold Aaron Rodgers Rookie Auto out of 25 PSA 10 is the same price as a Tatis.
Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
I can go first this time. I mean, I'm going Rodgers. I mean, I've voiced my displeasure for Rodgers in the past just as, like, kind of like being like a diva, you know, and being a Packer fan where it's always about him, this and that. Jordan Love's a GOAT. We all know that. There's no chance I'm buying Fernando Tatis suspended steroid user for $1,400.
Yeah.
Like, virtually a similar card, a gold rookie auto PSA 10 in some capacity. It's not happening.
I agree. I'd also go with Aaron Rodgers. You nailed it on the head there. If a player is convicted of steroid use, like in this day and age, like obviously you can get in discussions about in the past when a lot more guys were using it, but now, like, I think it's just permanently affected, like, my perception of him. And Aaron Rodgers, you can't dispute, he's one of the most talented quarterbacks we've ever seen. Now, not like one Super Bowl, not the great, he probably should have had more, but like, he was working with like that Packers franchise and like the general management, obviously. But I'd go with Aaron Rodgers, and I'm excited to see him back out there in this upcoming season, see how he does.
To be fair, as a Packer fan, I was like, not the only thing I was going to be cheering for when it comes to Rodgers last year was get the Packers the best draft pick possible. The problem is that he got hurt immediately, so we couldn't get a first-round pick out of it. I just hope he play a lot of games and the Jets wouldn't do very well. We get a good draft pick. I was very intrigued to watch him play last year, though. Like, never would I want him to get hurt in the first game. Like, I wanted to see what he'd do outside of Green Bay. I want to see, you know, there were Super Bowl aspirations there in New York. I wanted to see if it could happen.
Yeah,
we'll get it.
Saw nothing because it was the first game, first snap, second snap.
It's like the third, I think. It was like the third or something like that.
So like we literally like didn't see anything.
Yeah, I'm not even sure if he actually threw the football too. He might have handed off once, and then it was the second snap that he like did a play action on.
Yeah.
So yeah, but Max is chirping you already.
Yeah, Max. Most people here can do that. I don't know how it works in England, but. You guys still, it's probably the ketchup you put on everything and like the beans that stunts like that facial hair growth.
Chirps. All right, moving on. Here we go. We got to stop at this one. We got a Bedard Young Guns PSA 10. This released all of like a month ago, Upper Deck Series 2. And I'm not sure how many Bedard Young Guns are in the pop report now. For PSA 10s, I'm going to try to get that info here very quickly. If anyone has that info, please let me know. But I do know that this thing started around like $2,600 for the first, like after the first 40 were graded. That was like the price point. Now they're probably around what it is right now, which is like $1,500 or so. Post buyer's premium. Come on. It looks like that the PSA 10 pop reported. Dude, when I made the post, Julian, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, it was a pop 44, right?
The PSA 10?
There was 44 PSA 10s about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
They were about $2,500 at that point. Give me your guess on what the PSA 10 pop report is now.
$235.
$1,045. Oh, my gosh. It, like, 20X'd. I understand that people are pulling them and sending them to get graded like crazy, but 1,045 PSA 10s now. This one is around $1,225 current bid. They're probably around like the $1,400 price point. $1,045 already. If you go look at McDavid, which obviously is one of the most popular modern young guns, or if not the most popular modern young guns, it is. That's only a pop $2,836 within a month. We're at $1,045.
Yeah.
No, like, actually, are we hitting 10,000 Bedard Young Guns PSA 10s? I actually really want to know. Because if you look at Kaprizov for the Wild, his Young Guns from 2020 is a pop 5,046. We might see pop 10,000 on Bedard Young Guns.
That's crazy.
What is this price of this card, Julie, if it ever reaches 10,000? That'll be another 10X. That's
a great question.
10X in supply. We're at $1,400 today. What's that?
Do you think it could drop under $500?
I mean,
I'm interested.
Maybe, like, it could, given the fact that there would be 10,000. I mean, there's 5,000 caps, and that's a $120 card. Obviously, cap isn't Bedard, but still, I mean, that's insane. Well, insane. We have this now. Pop 1,045 against a Giannis sneaker spotlight. I don't even have to argue for the Giannis. Honestly, you can just hear what I had to say about the Bedard. Bedard's amazing, and obviously 18-year-old phenom, but give me the Giannis sneaker spotlight on card. Great set, 99. CSG 9, which is a kind of wild choice to grade this card, but you know, it's a sick card.
Yeah.
You?
I'd go with the Bedard just because like I think I could sell it pretty quickly. Like
I'm not gonna he had to disagree with me. He just had to.
I'm not gonna wait until there's 100,000. No, I'm just joking. 10,000 copies of this card.
PSA you're saying card. you take it, you sell it, and then you go buy your land next
yeah, land. I take North it card. Next. I mean, the honest, I love the sneaker spotlights as well, but like I'm a Bulls fan. Like for you, you'd keep this card. Like for me, it'd be like, would I hold on to a card that's expensive that I don't really have that big of an attachment to? Probably not. And then it goes to selling it. And I think I could sell the Bedard a lot faster than I could the Giannis.
Dude, this is crazy. I'm going to have to look up this card right now. So this is like the card from, what was it? Like
oh
Mark
my gosh.
It was like Mark Price or something like that from the, when the brothers like killed their parents or whatever. I never knew this. Look at this. He's right. He's in the background.
Oh, it's it's funny enough. Cause there are a couple of that Ja Morant,
the Ja Morant
card where it's like,
Young Dolph.
Yes. And then it's also the, Blindside parents are in that photo too.
Yep. But yeah, this one is, you're right. That's crazy that he's on a card with them. Are we going to look? Yeah. Menendez brothers on that 19 it was like 89 90 hoops card wow. But yeah, wow, really wild card here. PSA
he's scouting 6. Out his next bet.
Oh, you're killing me. I mean, we'll see. I mean, we haven't heard a peep about that since the investigation was opened, you know.
We'll
see if anything actually comes to that. All right. We're going to skip a few of these, but I did want to point out that this is Aaron Judge Laundry Tag, one of one, super cool card. Great design, great use of foil there. Oh, it was Mark Jackson, that's right. Yeah, Mark Jackson. Those like ran up in price like crazy during the COVID card boom. Very nice Aaron Judge in here. We're going to keep the scroll on. We're going to get some – oh, there's – I actually had the Ohtani favorite in. All right, here we go. Let's do this one. Ohtani with the translator auto in the background, or Zion White Sparkle PSA 9, which probably used to be like a $15,000 card. Julian, what you taking?
100% the Shohei for the memes. Now that I know, like, now that you realize, like, the story behind it and you see that he's in the background, I think that's hilarious. And I'd keep that in my collection. I'd, like, tell it to everybody. Be like, you remember when there's that whole gambling thing with the Shohei? And, like, depending on how it plays out, that could become a very interesting story. But Zion, I mean, he's a very good player, but there's a lot of his cards. And I mean, I'm not like the biggest fan. He's a very good player, but I would rather have the Ohtani just for the memes.
So Zion's kind of like flying under the radar right now. He hasn't really gotten like hurt.
Yeah. No, I had to look him up the other day because like, there hasn't been like any coverage of him.
Yeah. There's like no real news coverage. I mean, he's averaging like 23 a game, which like in today's NBA, that's like nothing crazy. 23, 6, 6, and 5. 58% field goal percentage. Field goal percentage has always been really high, but like that's his kind of averaging career lows for scoring and just slightly under rebounding right now. The Orioles team is just loaded. If I had to choose between the two, so if you're wondering how much does Zion Williamson White Sparkle was at one point, there was a BGS 9 that sold for $41,000 October 25th of 2021. $41,000.
Dropped a little bit.
I don't even know what to say about that, man. I cannot believe that. Yeah. And there's only PSA pop 2 for the 9 and no PSA 10s. Like, part of me wants to say the Shohei for the memes, like you said, but I'm actually going to pick the Zion. I think solely from the fact that, like, this would be more of, like, a financial perspective that the Zion could go down to, like, $500. Like, he might never recapture this kind of moment that he had in the spotlight. So many other good NBA players, you know, there's so many stars like Luka and Shea, Giannis, Jokic. He never really gets his name up there. But for the small percent chance he gets back to, like, this human highlight reel, it's probably worth it if this card, obviously it's never going to get back to $40,000. It probably won't even get back to $5,000. But even getting like to $2,000 or $2,500, $3,000 might be a path. I wouldn't buy it myself. And you're right. He is overproduced. Jim Baker, I'll agree with you here. His cards are way overproduced. There's way too many options for Zion cards. But yeah. I'm just going to take the contrasting view here for that reason.
Yeah, I'm not changing my answer, but like I can also get on your side with this financially because, like you said, I mean, like his stuff is pretty low. So I think that like taking a flyer like that's not terrible. I know there's been like rumors about him like wanting to leave the Pelicans, but he signed that extension. But down the road, you never know what will happen. Like, say he gets traded to like a New York Knicks type team. I feel like the location will like automatically just boost his stuff. So I think for something like that, it's worth the risk potentially.
Yeah. I wouldn't personally put my $1,000 into it, but I can see people like deciding to. It's a $41,000 card at one point. You're buying the mat. You're buying the crater, not even buying the tip at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a pretty fun one here for the baseball crowd out there. We have the Acuna foil board BGS 10, which at one point these cards were extremely, extremely sought after. They still are sought after, but it's got like a crackle finish on it. This is to the Topps update card. Came out of like the complete sets. And this one is serial numbered, must be in like the front of the card somewhere, I think. But it's a serial numbered out of 190. So pretty rare. Or you have a first Bowman on card auto PSA 10 of Jackson Chourio, which they shifted here. But I mean, there's no scenario I'm not taking a first Bowman on card auto of the 20-year-old. Acuna is amazing.
Baby.
Yeah, exactly. Acuna is amazing. One MVP. Not saying Chourio is better than Acuna, but for the dollars. What do you say?
I'm saying that.
For the dollars in which the Cunha is now $200 more than this is, give me the Chourio. Give me the Chourio. I mean, the way higher potential in this card than the Cunha. There's a lot of Acuna rookie options out there. I'd way rather have the Sapphire. And honestly, I think the Speckles, I love how they look. I think that they're, if you like Speckles, they're good buys for the price point because you get a discount on them. And yeah, Jim, your Mets are very bad right now, but you guys just beat us in basketball, so I can't talk. I'll just read off what you said, though. Yeah, Mets are bad this year. So yeah, give me the trio. No debate there. No debate there. We got another agree. So we're at 4 agrees to 3 disagrees. We're going to get up to 10 of these, so we got 3 more. We already did Zion. We'll pass on the Zion. Pass on that. Oh, here we go. 2021/2022 rookies. Well, different years, but we got Evan Mobley, flawless patch autograph number out of 3 from Eminence at 850, and Chet Holmgren, select patch auto from Select. One's on card with Evan Mobley, and this better be game used for the amount that these boxes cost. And it is game worn. There you go. Or the Chet, which is likely not associated slash player worn. Probably player worn. It's kind of crazy how much Evan Mobley has fallen off from a market perspective. I don't know if he's like doing much this year in basketball. Do you know?
I just looked. He's doing like 16 points per game. Like he's doing decent, but like in my mind, he's not like that guy. So like I'd probably go with the Chet in this scenario, even though like obviously the Eminence card is a lot nicer from like just production and cards perspective, but I'd go with the Chet. Like Evan Mobley's a very good player and he's a great defender, but yeah, his card market, like at his rookie year, like his card market was pretty crazy and like super hyped up. And another guy that I haven't really heard a ton of, I've seen a couple clips of him like make nice blocks, but like I'd probably go with the Chet because Chet's been, I think he'll be very special. He already is, but
what's kind of crazy is you look and like Chet's averaging 16.6 and 8 rebounds per game. And obviously Mobley's like taller and not a deep threat and stuff, or the same deep threat that maybe Chet is, but you know, Mobley's averaging 16 and 10. Now, the difference is that Mobley's in his third year and Chet's literally in his like first year. Mobley is only a year older though, so he's not really that much older. The thing about Evan Mobley is if you look year to year to year, virtually his stats are like the same.
Yeah.
Like,
it kind of reminds me of like a Jaren Jackson.
Yeah. Nice player. Like, you'd like to have him on your team, but like, just never going to be like the man in the spotlight. I'm starting to get that vibe too. And you guys know I'm not disagreeing with you guys for sure. And yeah, Jared Allen being there too. Not Jared Allen, not the defensive end for the Vikings. But and yeah, Jaren Jackson has, I don't know, is he's not getting injured anymore? Because he's getting injured all the time in the past. He has had a really good year.
I'm sure he has, because like Ja hasn't been playing and they kind of suck. So like his offensive production is probably pretty crazy.
This is probably the best year of his career so far, but at the same time, it's like from where the expectation was, he's in his sixth season now. He was injured for pretty much all of 2020. Jaren's at 22.5 points per game on the season. But yeah, actually the last two games he put up 35 and 40 though. So probably like a prisoner of the moment type of deal with Jaren Jackson right now. Although he has had a nice season. His last two games he put up 35 against the Bucks. Congrats. And 40 on the Pistons with 67% three, probably a 2-for-3 night. All right. So I think, I didn't even give my pick on this one. You know, I'm going to go with the Mobley. Obviously I'm not taking Mobley over Chet basketball perspective, but I can't pass on a card that nice. Like it's the same price. Maybe Mobley becomes completely irrelevant and the card only trends down and Chet is going to be relevant on a top team in the West for years to come and trends up. But that card, Eminence, game worn, really nice patch and on card auto. I got to take that. All right, we have got two rounds left to go, and then we're going to turn to Julian's who'll be buying here soon. I like this one a lot. Tua Contenders Auto PSA 10 or J.J. Watt Contenders Auto PSA 9. You all know it's massive pain before we get into this. I owned a J.J. Watt Contenders Auto at one point. I found it at a local card show in Minnesota. I think I paid $20 for the card. $20. This is years ago. I'm talking like a decade ago, everyone. This is a long time ago. Paid $20 for this J.J. Watt. I probably sold it for like $100 because it was, I know I bought it at like a good deal at the time when it was like an $80 to $100 card. This was like during J.J. Watt peak also. And now his PSA ends at $800 card, which is crazy. I did not know it was that expensive. Julian, what's your pick?
J.J. Watt all day. Madison legend. I love me some J.J. Watt. I'll take that any day. I mean, I think Tua's a good player, but.
Okay. There's something. Is this the SP? This has to be like the SP or something. Or something's wrong with the price. It's like a $90 to $160 card. I was like, there's no way this card's consistently $800 card. Well, I'm going to need to buy one now that it's not $800. So I guess I didn't make the biggest mistake in the world from a dollar standpoint. But yeah, I mean, either way, you still taking a JJ no matter the price?
Yeah, for the PC.
Yeah, I mean, if it was about the money, I think people would go Tua. I got to go JJ, not just to play the green game with Julian here, but I mean, come on. Like you said, Badger legend. Hey, also, I'm going to need you to ask a question in the athletics department, sir. Why did they replace the intro video and music at the Badger games? That is one of the biggest shambolic decisions ever.
What do you mean intro music?
Dude, like before the players ran out, they always used to play Where the Streets Have No Name by U2.
Really?
And then they had the hype video, you know, where it's like Melvin Gore running for 408. J.J. Watt with the, you know, with the roses.
Oh, yeah. You mean that they changed this year. The music beforehand, I don't – they might have done that.
Yeah, no, they played that music for a long time there.
That's sick. Like, maybe it's during the video. A good team to be able to do that.
Okay, well, why do they replace the video?
I don't know. They just – it's probably one of those things where they're like, we have to change it. Like, we can't just keep using the same thing.
They definitely like, should have kept using it.
Yeah, we're like – I'm more along the lines like, don't fix it if it ain't broke, but –
it was not broke. Students get hype off of that. All right. Last one here. Julian's favorite player, Travis Kelce, light blue die cut, 15, PSA 10, 850, or Aaron Judge, real one on card autograph, PSA 9 heritage rookie.
Yeah, I think we're probably going to have a similar answer on this one. Give me the Aaron Judge. I don't really want a Travis Swift, I mean Kelce, dot card.
<That's> so foul. you know, I'm just gonna take the devil's advocate just to do it and put us at five agree, five disagree. But check this out. No, I don't want the Travis Kelce card. I just want to take this card so I can sell it. But
true. I mean, that's a good take because some of the stuff is.
Let me just tell you this, Julian. The card sold twice in the past. Once it sold for $800, once it sold for $4,000 when he won his second Super Bowl during more market hype, obviously. This card at one point sold for $4,000. It's a PSA 10 Pop 1. Buy it. Someone's going to want it once Kelsey's back in the news when the football season comes. Sell it. Buy Jackson Churia if people – well, I'll buy Jackson Churia regardless with the sale. I don't even care if the cards go up in price. I'm buying.
Travis Kelsey proposes to Taylor Swift. That's a 10K card right there.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm taking this one to sell it. That you had one to be sold earlier with the Bedard. I'm taking the Kelsey to sell it.
There you go. I mean, it's a good take.
So, yeah, this would be the first ever three-peat in NFL history, right? What do you think? Does it happen? Does it not, Julian? Chiefs three-peat?
I hope not.
He's like, anyone. Anyone stop them.
I could see it happening. I mean, I feel like they've lost a couple of pieces on defense. If they somehow get their hands on like a top wide receiver from the draft, like type of magic, then we're in trouble.
I think they're taking Mitchell or Worthy, whichever one's there. I think one of the two will be there at their pick, and then they'll take one or the other. Both run, obviously Worthy runs a 4.27 or whatever, but even Adonai Mitchell runs like a 4.38, yeah. And he's huge, and he's
they're amazing. Gonna have to take a wide receiver because they've got some interesting stuff going on in that locker room with Kadarius Toney and Rashee Rice.
Oh my gosh, dude, Rashee Rice, what in the world are you doing, man? These people need to make better decisions. Like, my goodness. Also, for those out there, O'Neal Cruz. I saw he had a pretty good start to the year. Do you think he's gonna have a big breakout season? I know he was injured last year, but man, he's already got two home runs on the year, four RBIs, super electric, 6'7", shortstop for the Pirates. But hey, he's the same age as me practically. Look at that.
What, 40?
Oh, yeah, very funny, very funny.
You set yourself up on that one.
No, 25. Good call, though. What in the world? Dude, this is like a base insert. 9.5 at 250. I know that she lost today, but people are going crazy for the Clarks. I mean, to be fair, she had historic college career. Some people out there, Diana Taurasi, are trying to really throw some hate.
Wait, around. She is?
You didn't hear about all this, dude?
No.
If you look up Diana Taurasi on Twitter, you know the Pat Bev clip where he's like jumping on the scoreboard and or on the scores table.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, when they won the play-in game or whatever.
Yeah. People are like, that's Diana Taurasi now that Clark lost. Dude, yeah, she's been on the hate train because
really? Yeah, how have you heard this?
Bro, all that they're talking about right now on Twitter with women's college basketball is how all the old heads are just throwing shade at Caitlin Clark because they ain't get their time in the spotlight like she is or whatever.
I saw a clip today where there was the woman who Caitlin broke the record for most points. I'm still the like leader. I'm like, how can you say that? Like, how can you not encourage someone who's like helping the sport?
So that's what they're saying too. But remember, like Diana Taurasi, UConn, Sue Bird, UConn, Breanna Stewart, UConn, and Stewart and Taurasi, the pair of them are really kind of throwing shade at Clark, but she beat UConn. So like it's pretty biased in the end. It's pretty biased, and both of them think that she's not as good because she didn't win a finals. When in the end, Clark literally played at Iowa. Iowa hasn't even won a finals. Iowa doesn't recruit like UConn has and does. So, like, you know, to each their own, but it's kind of some bogus takes being thrown out there.
Reality is coming. Yeah, this is not a good look. Like, why would you, like, I don't understand why you're
Julian, what's funny is that someone tweeted that Diana Taurasi, her senior year, averaged 13 points per game at UConn and then averaged like 16 points per game her rookie season in the WNBA. It's like she like improved going from UConn to the WNBA, her stats, and then she says that people are it's a rather weird situation going on right now with that. But
some of these retired people got too much time on their hands.
Yeah. Could agree there. We're going to pop over to Julian's Who Be Buying here in a second. So, Julian, you ready to go?
I'm always ready to go with Who Be Buying. I look at an auction and I'm like, boom, boom, boom. We're talking about these. All right.
Yeah, you got the touch, man.
Who Be Buying, brought to you by Slab Stocks. All right. Number one. I'm getting flashbacks to, you'll see it, a similar card. I put in another one. Usman Dieng, D-I-E-N-G, National Treasures logo man. What card does this remind you of, Aaron?
Jalen Duren.
There you go. Now let's look at the back of the card.
What do we got? It's not associated with any specific player or event.
What was the final price?
I think it was like $1,000.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That was my reaction. I mean, Jalen Duren is like a pretty solid player. Like, I don't really know much about this guy, so I like looked him up. He's averaged like, I think it was like 3 points per game, 4 points per game. This is another, it kind of triggers me with the logo man out of five. I mean, we've already touched on this. It's just, I'm just baffled. Like, I feel like you could throw a logo man on anything and people would buy it. Doesn't make much sense to me. But yeah, this is another poster card for the who be buying segment. Read the back and just like look at the card in general.
I get why people like logo man cards. In theory, it makes a lot of sense. It does not make as much sense when they are out of five and not associated with players or games. You know?
I know.
I know you know.
I know. If you know, you know. So yeah, that was the first one that came to mind. And I was like, this is crazy because we literally made a clip about this card because it didn't go viral enough because this card sold so for a lot of money. But on to the next one. We have a Chris Paul 2019 Prism Gold out of 10. PSA 10. That's at $360 pre-buyer's premium. Now, there's multiple points on this one I'll touch on.
He's got multiple points, everyone. Listen up.
Number one, he's in a Houston Rockets jersey. Where I'm the type of guy where, like, if there's a player I'm interested in, I want him in a jersey where, like, he actually did something or people remember him for that team. That's not Houston and Chris Paul, number one. Number two, Chris Paul's market is obviously, like, he's a legend, but it's not what it should be in my eyes, and it's cheaper. So, like, I was looking, his like 2005 Upper Deck Auto out of 25, Gold Auto out of 25, BGSA 5 did $520. So like you can buy some nice rookie stuff in mine. I'd 100% rather go with that way than a non-auto 2019 Gold Prism. And this is kind of along the lines of the logo, man. It's a Gold Prism, so I feel like people automatically want to buy it. I don't really see a demand for this type of card, but... it's going for a lot more than I would have thought if you had just showed me. It just sold for $432, which is pretty shocking to me.
Dude, I didn't realize that we were this close to that window ending. I was just about to drop a bid on that card, and then it just ended before I could bid. That's kind of sad. I was going to buy this card of your boy.
I didn't even realize this. Real Music just shot it out. The back says OKC.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
It says Thunder on the bottom.
That's the biggest point. So there's a lot of things.
I miss buying this. So your boy, Ohapi.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Don't forget about the giveaway, though.
I know. I was just about to pounce to that next. Dude, he's having a good start to the year, by the way.
Oh, that's good.
Mr. Ohapi. Yeah, it is a Thunder card with a Rockets jersey, and it's
no boy.
Not the best.
Not the best, indeed. All right. I can go on another rant here. We got a Lance Stroll 2022 Dynasty out of 5.
Julian about to go off here. It's about to pop off.
Let me bring up my note sheet. No, I'm just joking. Okay, Lance Stroll. I can't stand this guy. Seems like a nice guy, but I can't stand the fact that there are so few driver positions on the grid, and this dude is in. Aaron, guess how many what season this is of his?
Probably like season like number 7.
It's his 8th season.
Wow.
It's his 8th season, and his career points is 277, which might sound like a lot, but for reference, Oscar Piastri, who's only had one complete season, is at 129 career points.
Do you have a point per race metric for us? Do you know how many races he's racing?
30? No, per race? No, yeah, per season, race. It's like 30.
Well, that per race is probably like 1.5 then.
And he's in a very good card. And this came up again this weekend where Fernando Alonso is performing quite well. Aaron, you probably didn't. I don't know if you watched the highlights or saw this at all.
But I didn't get to know.
Lance was complaining on the radio about how the car had no pace. And I'm like, buddy, your teammate is finishing in top 10 consistently and you can't get any points. And it kind of infuriates me because there's, like I said, so few seats and there's so many promising drivers that won't, like, realistically won't have a seat next year because there's not enough openings. And the Aston Martin spot would be highly desirable because of how, like, good the car is, but because his dad is, like, the main investor in the team, he's going to be driving forever. And it really annoys me. So there's my rant.
Yeah, there's much reason to have him be replaced, like, ASAP.
Any other driver, eight seasons? Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And for that little production, too. You never see that. You really never see that, right?
Never. Like, even the people who pay to race, like, if you're that bad, you're not going to make it past, like, three or four seasons.
So I know that I'm a fan of things that probably people don't like, which is fine. I'm not going to slam anyone. Get it, slam. That's a fan of WWE. It's not for me. But I do know that there's the really big, like, WrestleMania event this weekend, which I think is, like, a two-day event. Like, I know it was, like, last night, but is it also tonight? Like, wasn't, like, Roman Reigns and, like, The Rock supposed to, like, face off or something like that?
Yeah. I don't know a ton about it either, but I know there are a lot of big names. So they've done a very good job, like, marketing it and, like, getting a bunch of, like, very recognizable figures, like Logan Paul, and I'll throw his name in there as well. But I'm not completely sure about what has gone on, but I know the market's growing for WWE because there has been some nice cards.
There's definitely a lot of media coverage around it, to say the least. Like, I don't know if this is an ESPN-driven thing or who, like, the media company is that's, like, really, like, trying to cover this. But
yeah, I forgot about that. Jason Kelce too. He came out in a luchador mask like he did when he was partying at the Super Bowl party.
Yeah,
like, they know what they're doing.
Yeah. No, they do.
I'm in the same boat where it's like, seems very staged.
Well, yeah, and that's I get that people, and in the end, like, people like movies, yeah, I mean, in, like, their stage, right? Like, it
shows that are, like, obviously not real, but, like, for me, it's, I don't know, it was like, I'm a big boxing fan, so, like, I kind of compare that to, like, WWE, and it's, like, not similar because, like, it's a physical sport, but it's
I guess you can't compare it then. I mean, in some forms, they're both, like, combat things. You know, to me, it's entertainment, and what these people do is, like, impressive. Like, you have to be athletic to, like, jump off a rope and, like, grab and, like, slam someone and not, like, break your back like I would do. You know, so, like, I'm not, like, you have to obviously have some athletic prowess to do it.
100%. It's just not for me. But, like, I could see why it's super entertaining and, like, people really like it.
But, yeah, there was a lot of WWE cards. I'm actually pulled up right now. Are you done with your segment? Because I can go more.
I have one more. Right. But
we'll flip back to it. But there is a lot of WWE, like, golds ending time. Like, a ton.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Goldberg. I know him from the Goldberg TV show. Yeah, there's a lot of different UFC cards. Some are ending next week, but let me see. Actually, there should be quite a bit that sold. There was, like, a Rock Gold PSA 10, which is kind of, like, a weird,
nice card.
It's kind of an odd card, but yeah. There's a Roman. So a lot of Rock and Roman Reigns, because I guess that they were, like, the stars of this weekend. But there you go. All right, Julian, what's your last card here?
I have to finish it off with my least favorite looking card of the auction. So we're gonna go with a Bryce Young Kaleidoscope. Oh, it's not even Kaleidoscope. Kaleidoscopic.
Oh, so this is like a stained glass that's not a stained glass.
It gives me like emo horror movie vibes. I don't know. It's like there's too much going on. Not a fan at all.
I'm way out on this card. Like, there's no chance I could ever be convinced that this is a good design. And it is kind of creepy. There's, like, a lot of, like, weird colors. Like,
I don't
colors
know, like,
and
how that design, like, they came to decide that was the design. And also, it's not, like, a $50 card. $264. Yeah. Like, I'm also way, way, way out.
Yeah, not for me. That's what I'll say. Not for me. But I'm sure someone likes it. because it went for $264. So
indeed.
Not me though. Not me. All right. Nice. Nice, sir. I am trying to currently snag our giveaway. We got 2 minutes left in the extended bidding, but let's hope I can get this nice giveaway for you all. It's a pretty cool card. It's nothing crazy, but you know, he's a team that's.
Oh, Justin Herbert.
Yeah. Just, you know, R-P-I-N-T. Just kidding. No, this flawless LeBron is up to 3.1. If anyone is interested in any, you know, any type of card thing you want us to talk about that you saw in the auction, I know Pat B's doing a great job of throwing some comments in there tonight for us to look up. Please, please do so, and we can definitely take a peek. More Mookie Betts ending there. Absolute stud. For a Dodgers fan, this is this looks like a perfect card for me. Not for me. Perfect card to me if someone were a Dodgers fan. You got like the blue wave going on, the white in the background, the white and blue jersey on. Very nice card. And also Jerry Kelenic from Waukesha, Wisconsin, sounds like he's playing pretty well for the Braves right now. He's had a very up and down career, to say the least. But hopefully he can figure it out for his sake. I don't want the Braves to do well necessarily. But yeah, pretty nice card there.
Jay, I have to wait until it runs down. I haven't looked in that section, but I will give you my opinion once I see some of them.
I have a question for people. I've got a question. All right, so you've got this card right here. One of one, Aaron Judge, game worn, laundry tag auto, MLB Authentic Collection. It's at $1,325 from last year's five-star. Would you rather have this card for around the $1,500 mark or from this year's 2023 Dynasty numbered out of five, a game-used glove auto? So this one's not a one of one, but it's a game-used batting glove, which is clearly like, you know, ripped up and worn and such like that. It's actually kind of cool. Or would you rather have the one of one laundry tag? Julian, I'm curious to what you have to say also.
I'm going with the one of one. I just think the look is just so clean. And I it's a one of one, obviously, but I know I'm not like the biggest baseball guy, and other people have other opinions and like more knowledge about it, but I just like think that card is sick.
Yeah, it is a very nice card. Pappy says laundry tag. I do really like this year's Dynasty. It's tough because like I don't think you're gonna find a lot more different, maybe not batting gloves specifically, but different types of Dynasty cards of Judge like that. It was a set. Oh wow, that's a pretty sick card, that Jeter and Judge. But it's a set that has a lot of really nice, you know, like game-worn patch autos. And I would actually like to have this card. This is the one with the authentic hologram here. It's like the on this day type of game, 9-1-21. Love those types of cards. But, yeah, I don't, you know, I guess I don't really know.
Yeah.
They said 1-1 looks better. Jay says 2022 versus 23. I take glove because what is if that type of card is interesting? And TB and Neo says, I hate laundry tags, so don't need to know how to wash the patch or how much cotton it has.
I narrowed down what card I think Jay's going to buy.
Okay.
I'm feeling very confident.
Let me know.
1937 Peter Jackson Speed. Look that up.
Just screamed Jay. Hunt.
Yes.
Yes.
No, not that one.
Not that one.
The other one. Left. Yes.
Oh, that. Well, they're both Peter Jackson Speed. Einstein and
yes.
Isaac Newton.
Yes. Give me like Harry Potter, like with the like the dead like wizards, like
the picture quote. Frames in there.
Oh, he already owns the higher grade. God. Well, I guess that was partially right.
Jay is all over the place. There's one graded higher, and Jay owns it. There's only one graded higher, and the man in the chat, Jay, owns it. We should have known, though. I mean, Jay's a beast.
Jay, how about the big boy, the 1911 Hoffman House signing of Declaration of Independence? That's probably more up your alley, maybe.
Love it. Let's try. Hopefully I can get this double in this giveaway. I got 2.5 minutes left here. Really want to get the win. Saw someone call out that Anthony Volpe is doing pretty well. Let's see if there's any hot Anthony Volpe cards in the auction tonight. Now, you're saying who's doing well. Okay, we know that Christian Yelich is doing well. I don't have to talk about that. But who is doing bad to start the season? Who is your most disappointing player in the MLB to start this season? Give me a shout. There's an Anthony Volpe pink rookie PSA 9 going. We've got the Aqua PSA 10 that sold for Volpe. Nothing too crazy for Volpe in the
song. You're always right. I deserve a prize.
What was it? What was it?
Declaration? Yeah, 1911 Declaration of Independence.
I'm pretty sure people were hyping Vladdy like crazy going to the – oh, this is sick.
Yeah. Slap is overkill, but yeah.
Dog, they made that card in 1911?
Yeah.
I want to know how many of those have even graded. That's awesome. Wow. Yeah, I know that the Vlad hype was super high going into the year because people were saying that he, like, cut weight and got way stronger. But is it leading to more stats and production? Two home runs, 182 batting average. Not great.
Are you talking about?
Vlad Jr., 182 batting average, 325 on base, 364 slugging. So basically, other than his two home runs, he's had like nothing noteworthy. 689 OPS. Oh, the Francisco Lindor struggle has been real. Have you seen his stats, Julian?
No, I have not.
One
hit. Trying to read the back of the 1911 card that Jay said. Listen, so you can keep going. I'm just listening. I'm going to tilt my head while I'm reading.
One sec. Just one stat. He's 1-for-31 with a .032 batting average.
Wow.
Francisco Lindor.
That's bad. I mean,
I don't have
a player that's like, I mean, we've talked about him before. It's not necessarily just this season. It's just in general. Eloy Jimenez. I've seen Chicago like people go in on this man, and he's like, reach a new low so far.
You're ripping the super fractor I bought when you weren't here. No, actually, you might have been here. No, he is playing pretty bad to start there. He's got 182 average. He's been bad.
Like, hyped to be like the next like big thing.
He was like the number two prospect in baseball. He fell off pretty hard, but he had an okay season here or there. But yeah, he's been injured a lot. Sounds like Lindor had a double and a home run today. Who else has been bad? Stanton had didn't he have like a monster home run the other day? But let's see, he's two home runs. What was his average? 214, 241 on base. That's terrible. 241 on base is just absolutely terrible. Well, so is Lillard, but Lillard is not kicking into the gear that I was hoping he would by this point. So let's hope that Dame has a great playoffs, I guess, right? And look at that. Eric D is coming in to shoot all these people. I mean, to be fair, one game doesn't make a player's first week of the season, but. You know, like Stanton, bad, but he had a grand slam today. Lindor, bad, but he had a double and home run today. And yeah, Orioles farm system, dude, they're putting up like double-digit runs every game, it feels right now. Speaking of the Orioles, I did get our giveaway for tonight, which is pretty cool. Because guess what? It's a game-used rookie relic of Gunnar Henderson. Now, if you think about the amount of game-used relics that make its way into Panini products, you got to be spending like $1,000 a box to get that stuff, it feels sometimes. But no, this is a heritage rookie relic out of like a $80 box or something like that. Game used. We like that. This is the giveaway tonight for everyone. It is a rookie card. It's a rookie game used relic right there. So pretty sweet. And yeah, the Orioles farm system is crazy. Jim, you're talking down on Gunnar Henderson now, AL Rookie of the Year? I mean, I don't have to put your name into the giveaway if you don't want. I know it's not Kobe Mayo, but I can leave your name off.
Increase your odds of from 0.01.
True.
There was also that CJ Stroud explosive, remember? The gold? It went for a lot of money.
What was it?
The absolute explosive. Remember last year there was.
I do. Let me go look.
Big sale, right there.
Oh, it pulled up. Holy! 58-80? It's not even a kaboom gold. It's an explosive. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Vardy, we also talk about how Pat McAfee cards are so like I know, I understand why, because he's very entertaining, but it just cracks me up because like some of his cards, I didn't realize, like I thought it was a one-off, but like his cards have consistently gone for a decent amount since he's retired.
They do. And also his autos, he didn't sign many autographs, like licensed autographs. He really didn't sign many. So his PSA 10 score is $312 card.
He's
like, also, so Vardin snagged the 1990 SI for Kids Tony Hawk rookie auto. So that's a sweet card. Very cool. D-Town Relic says, this happens a lot in baseball. Pitchers report a lot earlier than hitters in spring training, so it takes a little longer for hitters to get back in the groove. That's true as well. I do need to ask, though, what does everyone think about the pitcher injuries? There's been a lot of pitchers, a lot of star pitchers going down this year so far and this past weekend. Shane Bieber, Spencer Strider are two of the newest names. I think Bieber is confirmed to be having Tommy John surgery. Strider seeking a second opinion, but it's not looking good for him either. There has been quite a bit of injuries. And people are talking about the pitch clock, but I'm just going to say, like, it sounds like a lot of these pitchers getting hurt all have a use of a very hard-throwing, like, cutter or, like, slider type of pitch, to where it seems like, you know, for years there was Nolan Ryan is like an anomaly, but, you know, pitches all these innings. And then there's even other examples of pitchers like Pedro Martinez talking about how he doesn't teach his kids how to throw a cutter or this or that so they can protect the pitchers. And Jim says pitchers are getting injured because they're gripping the ball too hard when throwing it. Yeah, because they're trying to produce so much like spin and RPMs and spin rate on these balls that they're like adding way too much strain onto their arms. Like,
yeah. I mean, what it boils down to is like the human body is not meant to like do what the pitchers are doing.
Yeah, it's supposed to, like, I think softball, I always heard like under, you know, softball fast pitch, like it's supposed to be like how the arm is supposed to work to like throw a ball like that, you know, not, it's supposed to be in the shoulder, not just like in the elbow like that. So the way they're like whipping their arms like that to get, and it's all about can you hit 100 miles per hour these days, you know, that type of stuff. So many pitcher injuries. I don't think it's the pitch clock. I think a lot of people are coming out and saying anyone says it's the pitch clock is just like kind of wrong. But yeah, pretty wild stuff with all those injuries. Julian, do you like the fireworks? Out of five, that's not even a one of one. Not even a one of one.
Yeah, it's another one of those where it looks like it should be a one on one, and just in general. But compared to other fireworks ones, that one looks better. But I still am out on that.
He says he's out. We're at 9:55. Everyone, 5 more minutes until the 1 minute windows pop up. Don't forget, we have that nice Gunnar Henderson giveaway tonight. That's running pretty soon here. But until then, we'll look at the rest of the cards in the auction. I'm gonna launch the giveaway around 10. You'll be able to join. Juan Soto, other Yankee. Juan Soto's had a pretty good start to the year. 333 average, 886 OPS, one home run. He had a really good like first week of the season or so. But what's crazy is that he's got 886 OPS. And that's a 161 OPS plus. His career average is 945. OPS, sorry, his career OPS is 945. But that's only a 157 OPS plus. So the average OPS in the league this year is way down from the course of his career, because he's technically better than league average. Well, comparatively to the league average, better than his career. A lot of stats that not many people maybe took in fully, but I'm sure some of the people got that.
Karma, yeah, Collaborative, we did talk about the nasty Pujols Immaculate Patch.
We'll bring that back up to show that again. Yeah, this is pretty crazy.
Yeah. Real quick, I do think Mike's comment about, like, pitchers killing their arms in Little League and up, forcing kids to play baseball all year long, like, stuff like that. I think that's applicable to all sports. I don't know the stats, but I would not be surprised if, like, injuries are up for most sports because – now, like beforehand, I feel like kids were able to like enjoy and play sports for fun, but now it's just like they want, like a lot of parents want their kid to be the next big thing. So it's like grueling exercises from a young age, which is not good. And it catches up to you. I mean, from a soccer perspective as well. I mean, I know ACL tears are just astronomically up because it's just, there's too much strain.
I mean, you think about Gavi and Pedri, like getting injured so much now. I know that's like obviously professional, but even like, It really does seem like the overworking is causing a lot of this. Cause I saw that like I think it was like Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, and John Smoltz were like that's like the big three pitchers for the Braves in the 90s. Like I think that they said that like nearly all of them were like multi-sport athletes and they weren't pitching year round, but they turned out to be three of the best pitchers and, you know, won a World Series, I think one of those years, which I know they say they should have had more, but at the same time, like those guys, I think had a pretty healthy career overall. I do agree that, and I feel like that's just how all these sports have gone. I don't know if it's money because of how much places are making doing like all year round. If I don't know what it causes it, but those are the type of sports that I feel like that, like you obviously in soccer, like you run a ton. Like it's just like a lot of like workload. Throwing all that long for all those days cannot be good. But, like, I'm just saying, like, basketball, like, yeah, the more you play, the more susceptible you are to, like, rolling your ankle. It's not, it's a little bit different because it's not, like, the same exertion level throughout the course of a game. I mean, it's tiring, but it's not the same. Yeah. Weird stuff. They might have to relook at that, though, just like how the NFL has probably relooked at concussion stuff a million times and stuff like that. But eventually, there's just so much damage it does to the game itself that it's going to force them to kind of consider different things. Mike says Maddux, Smoltz, and Glavine golfed every non-pitching days during the season. They didn't pick up baseball if they weren't pitching that day.
That's how it should be in my eyes.
Yeah. And I feel like now it's to the point to where like, they're like, well, if I'm not doing that and someone else is, I'll fall behind. Yeah, exactly. So I don't really know how to break out of that, though, you know?
Yeah.
Really, I don't know if anyone has any ideas. Anyone have any ideas out there that we can suggest to the MLB? Also, did you see the thing about, you know who Nolan Schenewell is? Or Schenewell? He's the Angels first baseman. He was called up last year after he was drafted last year. Like, he was super quick to get called up after getting drafted. That doesn't happen, like, rarely ever. And he started his career with like a 35 on base streak. Okay. Like he reached base 35 games in a row. Like 5 days ago or something like that, or 6 days ago, there was a play where like he reached first, but the Oriole first baseman, Ryan Mountcastle, like missed a throw to first to throw him out. They originally called it a hit in the game. Like they scored as a hit during the game. 6 days later, the MLB front office just retroactively changed it to an error, took away his hit. And now his on-base streak is over. And he was trying to break the record, like, within the next week. Like,
how
6 days.
Do that 6 days later?
People, dude, I'll have to send you the tweet. The Angels broadcaster absolutely lit the MLB up. It was hilarious.
I mean, like, from a social media perspective as well, too, I'd be poking fun at the MLB, like, the entire time. That kind of reminds me of, like, when the FIA will, like, they'll do the podium celebration and then they give the penalty. Like how, you can't do that. You just can't do that.
Yeah. So that was the, I don't know if anyone else saw that. I'm sure that people did, but that's been the big news about.
That's terrible. I'd be gutted if I was him.
Yeah. I'm trying to find this video to send you. Cause it's just so funny. I'll get it after the stream's done, but we're at 10-01 now.
Like if the other team makes the mistake and you get on base, that doesn't count as like a hit.
Correct. Correct. If there's something scored as an error, you cannot get a hit. There's no hit out of it.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's, I don't know if, yeah. Wait, Mike, can they like, what if you like, would they have to like put like a credit on your account or something like that if you like already like deposited it back into your bank account? I don't play daily fantasy sports, so I have no idea how that would work, but that would be terrible too. Yeah. All right, everyone, drop. Hey, get your number ones in. I'll give you like two more minutes, 10:04 Central Time. You see, everyone's dropping number one. Put number one in the chat. That'll get you entered to win the Gunnar Henderson for free. And we'll transfer that to you after the show's done. Are you hearing about John Calipari?
No. I heard that he was coming back for sure. Is it something about that?
I'm getting texts that there's numerous tweets now that it's more than just rumors and it's turning more into contract negotiations with Arkansas. That face.
What?
With Arkansas.
Huh? Dude, like, yeah. Either stay or retire. That's the worst option.
I mean, I don't know if they have, like,
why just
loads of money to give him, but, like, why would you?
I haven't heard a single thing about this. Huh.
Yeah. I saw a tweet earlier today, but I didn't really take it too seriously. I thought I was just like, oh, ha-ha. John Calipari, Arkansas, rumor, like, you know, type of thing. Oh, my goodness gracious. Angel Reese, base PSA 10. Yo, you can buy an auto for this. Base PSA 10.
We're talking about the Calipari thing again. I'm interested to see, because I see a ton of tweets now that I'm looking where they're like, the Razorbacks have zeroed in on him to be the candidate. But, like, is it one of those things like, I've zeroed in on, like, Jennifer Lopez, but, like, does that mean, like, that I can get her number? No.
I was waiting for some comparison like that.
But I wonder if it's like that.
I'm surprised you didn't say you're one of your favorites.
There's a lot of those. But, yeah, I would, that'd be kind of funny, because obviously any coach is going to – it's like when one of the I forget who it was, one of the Premier League coaches, must have been like Sheffield United or something. They're like, we can confirm that we're interested in Lionel Messi. And they're like, obviously he's not going to go there. So we'll see.
I just got another text that the connection was the Tyson brothers, like the chicken nuggets, like the chicken company.
Oh, seriously?
I don't know if, I have no idea. So, hey, did you hear about Chris Middleton getting hurt again tonight?
No.
Okay, not a leg
injury. I told you that contract was way too big.
I know, not a leg injury, though, right? He got elbowed in the face, bro. He got elbowed in the face and lost a tooth. So he's bleeding. He's bleeding, like, really badly out of his mouth. I actually feel bad for him, man.
So now there's two interesting incidents, because there's that one, and then did you see Keldon Johnson bit his teammate?
Yeah, he's, like, celebrating a three. Yeah, no, it was bad, Jim Baker. But basically – I just got this ESPN notification that says Middleton injury update. Doc says Chris Middleton's tooth was knocked out after being struck in the face versus Knicks, and he is visiting a dentist. Thanks for letting me know he's going to the dentist. Oh. No, but it is.
Was it one of his front teeth?
She was like holding a towel on his face. I don't know, man. Oh. Brutal. Yeah. That cannot feel good. I never want to experience that in my life.
You don't?
No.
You ever want to be like, ooh, I want my tooth knocked out?
No, not at all.
You could rock it like the hockey guys who just, like, don't fix it.
Yeah, those guys are ballers, but I'm not like that, though. I'm not like that. I do have a slight chip in my tooth, though. One time, I don't know if you know this. So I had a water bottle. I was drinking out of it. Like,
you're gonna expose yourself.
I was a playground leader for like 2 years, right?
Oh, yes. I do know that.
I'm drinking out my water bottle, but it was like an open, like, nozzle. It's a metal one. Kid just walks up to me and smacks the back of it in my face. So as I'm drinking, he smacks the back and it hits my tooth. There's like a little chip on the bottom. It's nothing crazy, though.
I could say something so out of pocket right now, but I won't.
Yeah, don't.
That's so bad, though. How did you respond to that?
I was kind of like,
is that the kid you dunked on?
No. I actually really like this kid. No, I was just kind of like, dude, like,
why? Oh, it was one of those things where he thought he was funny and like.
Yeah. He was like cool with me. He was cool with me. He's like, thought he was like messing with me. Back when I was a senior in high school and a freshman in college, my city had a parks department and ran like playground camps like, around the city as a playground leader. You know, it's like a kind of like a daycare service, basically. It's fun.
Playground awesome. Leader. I like that.
That's what it's called, your playground leader. Yeah, I know. It's
Aaron just actually bullied these kids on the playing basketball.
Dude, the kids love me. The kids love me. Okay, it was awesome. But no, there's definitely some, you know how they have the one shining moment in college basketball? It was the not shining moment. There's a couple of those, though. I will admit. I gotta shut this giveaway down. All right. Giveaway is closed. I gotta field these entries now. Julian, how many cards are left? Are we botching this talking about?
I'm trying to see. It says I think they all sold.
No, they didn't.
Wait, I don't know what's wrong with my screen. Why does it say I keep refreshing it and it's saying,
bro, you're clowning yourself.
My thing's tweaking. Oh, here you go. We're good now.
Sorry, Mark, I just shut off the giveaway entries. All right, about to add these up.
We're under.
Are we actually?
We're well under, yeah.
Oh, wow, we are. All right, I'm going with. Oh, my, we are. Are you going to pick one that's in the green? Wait for something to go into the green.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess that's how we're going to have to do it.
Wow. There's only one in the green. Oh, two.
Yeah, I'm going to wait a little bit longer. This is kind of lame, but whatever, that's fine.
No, it makes it more interesting.
All right.
See
if you can play your cards right, sir. Also, are you going to watch that Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight?
Probably not. Okay, I'll go with my boy Jay's card declaration.
You had to.
In Jay, we trust.
I'm going to go with the PSA 8 down here. Stanley Matthews, International Football Stars.
Now, if you're asking will I pay to watch that, absolutely not.
No, it's on Netflix. It's like a Netflix live event. I don't know if you just like have Netflix in general.
Oh, if I have it, I'll probably tune in to see. But like, I'm a big boxing fan. So like, I think Mike Tyson's amazing. It's really gonna hurt me if he gets like knocked out.
Dude, we need Mike Tyson just absolutely destroy Jake Paul. We need him to end his career.
I need it.
You need it more than you need water.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. But yeah, what is that coming up?
It's like June, I think. Dang. Spurs lost in double OT.
Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
All right. Is your declaration? Oh, your declaration's at the top of the list right now.
Yeah.
My Stanley Matthews might be finishing right now. It might be Donskis.
Typically choosing the most expensive card doesn't work, but I trust my guy, I almost said Jim. Jay.
Yeah, I'm done, I think. Oh, wait, no, I'm not.
Which one did you choose?
The Stanley Matthews PSA 8. That's a good photo. We're gonna rip this giveaway right now.
You want a reenactment of that photo?
No. You missed it. I just did.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'll have to watch it back. Flip it.
Here we go. Good luck, everyone. One. I got good odds here. Two. For the Gunnar Henderson.
To anybody who he chooses.
I'm going with Jim Baker.
Jim, you're never Baker. Winning this. I'm sorry, Jim. I'm going with Tanya 5.
I didn't win. Oh, you're last. Wow.
that's skill right there.
Okay. Adam, there you go. Adam Holgate snags the Gunnar Henderson. Congratulations. Nice card. A little game worn Gunnar Henderson rookie jersey action. Oh, yeah. Mine's done.
Oh, I won.
Lame.
Yes.
Lame.
Yes, Jay.
It's actually a super cool card.
Jay, my guy. Trust in Jay.
It is a really cool card, though. I'm not going to hype up Julian because we had like 15 cards left when he picked that. But, hey, Adam, make sure you send over the character key, identity key from preferences. I'll get that transferred to you. But he did win. Julian did win. And the Declaration of Independence is still going. And, Jay, you can try to get that thing done.
This is a great day. This is a
great day. Well, not a great day for me. Just kidding. That was a fun episode, everyone. I really appreciate y'all being here as always. This card is going to keep on running, but we're going to let Jay get to it. Jay, we're not going to distract you anymore. We can't let you lose out on a key card for your amazing non-sport collection.
Key card of history.
I know. Pretty sweet right there.
You say that.
Right? But that's going to be it for tonight's episode, everyone. Thank you so much for coming to another Slapsack Sundays episode number 116. Number 117 is up next week, so don't forget, come back same place, same time, 9:45 p.m. Eastern time. Julie and myself will be here. Cannot wait for another week next week, and we'll see y'all next time.